Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you today as we are every Monday, pretty much. And happy Martin Luther King Day. Happy Peace Day. Happy Love Day. We shall start, as we always do, with our breathing attunement, then our affirmation, and then we shall be talking about Martin Luther King Day, peace, Mercury retrograde, what else you are, and life is miraculous, and this whole situation, dark-skinned, light-skinned, quote-unquote, black folks. And I'm going to give you my spin on that. First, get really comfortable. And as always, my reminder, if you are doing something that absolutely requires your full focus and attention, such as driving a car, please do that. Absolutely focus on driving the car. And allow this to be background. If, on the other hand, you are in a position, situation, condition, circumstance, etc., where you can absolutely devote yourself to what is being created, said, expressed, and sent out at this time, please do so. Take this as your hour of renewal, regeneration, and growth. And remember, these shows are archived, so you can always, always listen to them through the archive. And now, sit comfortably. Remove your shoes, loosen anything that's tight, sit back, breathe a sigh of relief, oxytocin breath. And breathe in golden, spiraling light into your heart. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. And gently, gently, gently release. Let go. Breathe in golden, silver, sparkling, iridescent light into every aspect of your body, your pores, your being, your brain, your heart, your soul. Breathe in and gently, softly, easily let go. Breathe in love, light, blessings, miracles. Diaphragm, chest, throat and head, hold, and gently, softly, easily release. Even love, wellness, prosperity, forgiveness. And gently release. Let go. And again, breathe in love. Breathe in miracles. Breathe in breakthrough. Breathe in the living source of all, which is already in you. Hold. And gently, gently, gently let go. Our affirmation for today is, I am love. Love is who I am. Again, I am love. Love is who I am. One more time. I am love. Love is who I am. And let this percolate through you. Let yourself feel this. Let yourself embrace this.
Let yourself manifest, even if the moment or before this moment you are feeling anything else. And I am having to do it also. I shall share that I live in a condo, and my new neighbor, who frankly I would like to have him move out, is a smoker. I am a super healthy person who has a very finely attuned system. For my entire life, my body knows when something is toxic because I have a physical, mental, emotional, energetic response and reaction when some toxic. And however it is that some of the smoke from this man's cigarette gets into my apartment, it has been. And what has happened is I get dizzy, I get nauseous, I get lightheaded, my throat hurts, I get cranky. And I have thoughts that I have to tweak in the moment that are less than loving. And yes, I know that Spirit is telling me it's time to move. I agree, it was time to move a while ago. And I am speaking with Source, with Spirit, with all that is, Oshun, Yamanjia, whatever words you use, God, Goddess, Source, Yeshua, all of it. Provide the means for me to have the perfect place for me to live now, away from this place. My throat right now even hurts from that. And I've looked into getting some kind of air purifier. And truly, the finances for that would better go to printing my book, What If? I shall look into getting an exhaust fan and see what that entails. Taking other herbs. But truly, my feeling, we need to have new laws in this country that if someone is doing something in their apartment, they're allowed, provided it stays within that apartment or house and doesn't contaminate, pollute, and harm anyone else, period. Because no one has the right to do that, nobody. It's simply inappropriate. People can have whatever addictions they choose if they want it, provided it doesn't impinge on anyone else. And addictions impinge. Okay, so now that I have expressed that, so that you know how real a human being I am, as well as a very uplifted, enlightened one, going for further and further. And if you're going to ask, do I love that person as a human? Frankly, no. As a soul, yes. The way he's manifesting in this aspect, do I love this behavior? Oh, no, not at all. However, I have to have love within myself because that's the being I am. This particular behavior has affected me to this day to the point that I took most of the day off because my level of functioning had been strongly affected. That is simply disallowed. Period. That being said, let us celebrate Martin Luther King Day. If you have yet to see the movie Selma, go and get yourself to a movie theater and see that movie. And be prepared to be moved. The level of, what word can I use? Hatred, ignorance, stupidity, malevolence that can exist in anyone, not just any particular coloration, religion, group, sex, gender, orientation, nationality, whatever that could exist in the human genome has to be recognized by all of us. I just gave you an example a very real present example in my own life that I have to and choose to tweak the language that forms in my internal dialogue aimed at that neighbor, which is less than loving. I don't choose to be the person emanating that, and yet I have to be honest and say that it is there, and I tweak it even as I say it, and sometimes her with a girl, and know that the universe truly, truly is aligning with me to move me into an appropriate, beautiful, large enough for my daughter and family to visit, large enough for me to have a painting studio and a gallery where I would always also do my seminar. And so it is. Martin Luther King and all the people that affiliated with him and marched with him, I have to tell you how brave, courageous they are and were. I was a young woman at the time, and I wanted to march, and I felt fear because I knew those certain bigoted people truly were going to harm people. And I was concerned it could be me. And although I've never seen quite that level of racism, I'm from New York, I still heard a whole lot of junk from people of various colors, more white than black, brown, beige, because of some of my own choices. And I was not in the South. So I totally salute and honor Martin Luther King. Do I think he was perfect? No. No. He had whatever his stuff was he had to deal with, as did his wife and family and other people. But no one has to be 100% perfect in every aspect for that person to be an absolute master or legend, as the amazing Ms. Oprah Winfrey calls folks. And on another level, even if I don't care for something, or someone doesn't care for something I may be, say, or do, in our core essence, we are perfect. We are connected to the all in all on every level. And now it is time to raise ourselves up, and it has been time, and it's always time to do. What I'm going to do is read from his weekly newsletter some of the quotations that he happens to like from Martin Luther King. And then we may discuss them. On love, from Martin Luther King, decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear, close quote. That is so true. If someone chooses to hold on to hatred, rage, anger, and hold that, it hurts them. It does. And it puts that kind of heavy, dense energy into the universe, into the earth. It affects our paradigm. That is fabulous. Quote two, love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into friend, close quote. Man was a genius. Dr. Martin Luther King was a genius. And not only a genius in his intellect, in his spiritual advancement. This is the same behavior. The same behavior that helped Nelson Mandela deal with what he dealt with in South Africa. It is the same thing that empowers the Dalai Lama. It is the same thing that Yeshua, it is the same thing I am doing my best to use. And as you heard me say up front at the start of this, love, yes, this matters. Can't you just love this? We are so at the start. We didn't even Mercury retrograde. Here we are having the show disconnected and then reconnected. This is the second break in this show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I shall continue with the Dr. Martin Luther King quote. I believe that unarmed truth and this is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil. So with this, I live by this. I just love this. And this is the case, folks. Find how to implement this in your own life, personally, professionally, spiritually, every level. Again, from Dr. Martin Luther King, hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. Yes! 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 Our path is whether it's Dr. Martin I have never had this happen where my show, my phone was disconnected 3 times. Totally interesting. Let us get back to Dr. Martin Luther King. This would almost be funny. This is 5 times that this show has been disconnected through my phone. So we will continue. And again, I say it is one thing to love any teacher. It is another thing to live the teaching. And that's what's important. Loving the person, adoring whatever, live the teachings. Live the teachings. That's how you demonstrate the love. So again, back to Martin Luther King from John Gordon's weekly newsletter. Here's Dr. King. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Yes! It's what I'm doing to print my children's ABC affirmation art coloring book. What if you are and miraculous? Somehow, some way, that money from you, from whomever. And it's being printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper because I truly love this planet. And everything I do as much as possible is for the highest good of all. And when it's for the highest good of all, it's for my highest good. And when we refuse to print books on 100% post-consumer recycled paper, what do we get? According to the GreenPressInitiative.org, 30 million trees are used every year to print the books read in the United States. That 30 million trees is equal to 1,153 times the amount of trees in Central Park. This is unconscionable. The paper used to print books, never mind paper towels and many other things, is using up 40% of the trees that are chopped down all over the planet. It is creating deforestation. That is creating more lung disease. So, yes, I have to do it, and I choose to do it, and I am doing it in a way that empowers everyone. Why? 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 So, myself, you, our children, our grandchildren, can have a planet with trees, clean air, oxygen, be able to breathe. And if this appeals to you, then please go to www.igg.me/AT/whatifABC. People, it's one thing to say that one is spiritual or ecological. It's another thing to implement it. It's one thing to say we like peace. It's another thing to live it and be it. And I am certainly getting the opportunity to practice that with what is going on with my next-door neighbor and his tobacco addiction. And yes, would I like him to move out? Yes! Yes! Clearly! Even more, I'd like to move out to a home, a house. And I am praying, visioning, allowing, and opening to that. My perfect home, large enough for my daughter and family to visit, large enough for my mate who's on the way to also have his own space for what he needs, large enough for me to have a painting studio because I am also an artist, and a gallery where I also can do seminars, and to have sufficient land where I can plant some food, trees, and that kind of thing, and have it be fabulous. Now, let's move forward with the wonderful Martin Luther King Doctor. Under Love, from John Gordon's weekly newsletter, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. This is true, because if you don't move forward, you get stuck. There is stasis. And in this third dimension, there's no staying still. Then it degenerates, falls backward. That's why people have to exercise. That's why we do meditation and prayer. That's why we breathe. It isn't, oh, I did it yesterday, I'm done. Woo! It's perpetual. And yes, there are times to take pauses. Absolutely. There's time to take rest, rejuvenation, letting go, letting oneself be recalibrated to a higher level, letting the universe, God, Source, Allah, Great Spirit, others do their part. Yes! Yes. And even that is moving forward. Under the heading of Hope, from Dr. Martin Luther King, we must accept finite disappointment. Let me say that again. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Yes! Yes! All of us are born. I assert that each and every one of us is born knowing in our soul that whatever our purpose is, we can do it, and we can. And it can take extreme courage and sometimes extreme patience and sometimes plenty of teamwork to get it done. And meanwhile, in the in-between, live life gently, lovingly, to the fullest. And the fullest can be very softly. The fullest does not have to mean every second running around, jumping. That's not for everyone. That's for some. Some of us are very creative. Some of us can be highly energized. These same people can be very internal and quiet. Some people are highly technical. Some are athletes. Some are highly mechanical. Do it. Be it. Allow it. And grow. Dr. Martin Luther King on service. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And I ask you, what are you doing for others? It could be what seems small. Did you smile from your heart at someone today? Did you have a kind word? Did you pick up that little trashy thing that someone else may have dropped? For me, my latest, my vision, my mission, my mission is to cause enlightenment. Enlighten folks, evolve kids, sustainable planet. A raising up in our consciousness and a planet to match. My current vision, my children's ABC affirmation art coloring book, what if you are and life is miraculous on 100% post-consumer recycled paper so that we keep trees flourishing on this earth and have clean air and excellent health. This book has 26 pages of full black and white art for kids to color and look at, and it's complete even without being colored. And that art can be looked at in four different directions, and it shifts and uplifts, reroots brain patterns to a higher level of creativity and ingenuity. This is big stuff. And there are also 26 pages, other pages, that can be colored in with the letters of the alphabet and words to go with those letters. And these words are unique, interesting, inviting words that children and adults can make sentences, stories, ideas, vignettes, out of, on and on and on. So the book is of value both to children and adults. I invite your help and support. The planet does your help and support. Go to www.igg.me/AT/whatifABC, and you will get freebies. You can download free the sample of What If. 9 pages give you a taste of the book. The book is 68 pages. You can even download the sample of the Mother's Manual. That's a big book. The sample is almost about 100 pages. And if you want, you can get the major book, the Mother's Manual. And that's at themothersmanual.com or on Kindle and Nook. The Mother's Manual, a spiritual and practical guide to child rearing and motherhood, which comes with a guarantee that anyone, who reads the entire book and does any of its exercises, 2 minimum, will absolutely grow. And I do guarantee that. So, yes, what are you doing for others? I am doing my best to cause growth, transformation, and shift physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Period. What is your contribution? How are you bringing it forth? Where are you getting help? What steps are you taking now? Do it. Do it. Start. Continue. Persevere. Complete. Do it. And again, from Martin, from John Gordon, I think this is the 6th time there was a phone break off? This is so bizarre. And we continue, yes! Okay, again, Martin Luther King from John Gordon's newsletter under Unity and Equality. Quote, our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men, and I'm going to say misguided people, because I am allowing men and women to both be great as well as to acknowledge any misguidedness in each and both. So what, and I agree with him, if we were truly spiritually advanced, there would be no war. There would be peace. There would be appropriate behaviors. We wouldn't even have addictions. He wouldn't have smoked cigarettes. Dr. Martin Luther King smoked cigarettes, something I can't stand. It hurts my body, my mind, my throat. Again, folks, let yourself go. Pay attention to your behavior. I have cut back on watching TV. Not every as cut back as I feel could be good for me. However, I am cutting back. Why? Because my growth as a being demands it. Does my personality always want to do that? No. However, higher than the personality, the ego that any of us, all of us have, is our soul, our core, our essence. Follow that. And does it take more courage? Yes. Is it more rewarding? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. Again, Dr. King from John Gordon's newsletter, Unity and Equality, quote, quote, we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. So I'm going to change that to say, we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters or perish together as fools. And that's the truth. And you can see there was still sexism then. And people might want to rationalize and say, no, it was more important to do with racism. I'm going to say, no. Important to deal with all of it. We are in 2015. There is no, this one is more important than that one. It's all of it. Genderism, all of it. If humans, our species, is allowed to flourish for our highest good and not say you have to be this coloration or that sex or this, please. So long as someone is truly living from love, creating beauty and love and positivity on the planet in alignment with planetary needs, so the rest is made up. And usually by somebody, some group with a limited belief system, no matter how advanced they may think they are. And that includes the Bible and the Quran. And yes, I said it, because they were written by people. People may think every piece was divinely inspired, but it wasn't. It wasn't. The divine inspiration is, some of it is in there in all of those books. It's also here every day. The Creator now. And salvation, such as one might define it, is every moment. When you align yourself with the internal core and the all in all, which is made of love, and live from that. And will any of us get tested? Yes! Of course. Is it always easy? No. Do it anyway, bit by bit. And again, Martin Luther King, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Yes! It doesn't matter if it's done from what not to who because of coloration, religion, sexual orientation, gender identification, how one worships the name of the whomever, what day someone says is the Sabbath, doesn't matter. Injustice affects us all because even in our separate bodies, seemingly separate bodies, we are all connected, and that even includes the smoker next door. And believe me, I will be working on myself also to look at what do I need to release? Paper pile. Maybe that will help shift that. And yes, I promised to do an hour a week, and I did not do an hour last week. I did not. Which means I need to do it this week for sure. With Mercury going retrograde tomorrow. Fun. Let us continue with Martin Luther King. Excellence. If a man, I'm going to say person, if a person is called to be a street sweeper, that person should sweep streets, even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. Or I should, Maya Angelou also wrote poetry. That person should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did that job well. That means, as Don Miguel Ruiz would say, always do your best. Always in everything, whether it's sweeping the street, writing an essay, washing a dish, picking up paper, whatever it is, and your best can from moment to moment. Sometimes it's needing to rest and rejuvenate. Then baby, rest and rejuvenate and enjoy it. Again, Martin Luther King, continuing, well, those are the quotes that I'm going to use for now. And what are your quotes? I am now going to give you a prayer from Doreen Virtue. That is a prosperity prayer taken from Peaceful Daily, which is both a website and a newsletter. And I may change some of the words because I am male, female, in the way I call on Great Spirit. And that is the way I choose to do it, because Great Spirit is beyond male and female and encompasses both. Dear Goddess, God, Holy Spirit, Ascended Masters, Angels, the huge universal magnificence, I ask that everyone who would receive blessings from my business products and services be guided to contact me today. I welcome new people and opportunities into my life with open arms. I am willing to release any negative thoughts, patterns, or beliefs that would lead me to sabotage new opportunities. Please help me to know that I deserve good now. Thank you. Peace, love, and happiness. I shall say that more slowly, so that you can write it down. And this is from Doreen Virtue. And I have it from Peaceful Daily Newsletter. Prosperity Prayer. And this is from the book Healing with the Angels. Here we go. This is a prayer for increased business opportunities. Dear Goddess, God, Holy Spirit, Ascended Ones, Angels,
universal consciousness. I ask everyone who would receive blessings from my business, professional products and services, be guided to contact me today. I welcome new people and opportunities into my life with open arms. I am willing to release any negative thoughts, patterns, or beliefs that would lead me to sabotage new opportunities. Please help me to know that I deserve good now. Thank you. And thank you. Now, Mercury, shifting and segueing, is going retro tomorrow, which is Tuesday, January 20th. Let me give you the exact timing on this. Monday, Tuesday. Let's just say it'll be retrograde. Oops, I'm looking at the wrong date. It'll be retrograde from January 20th until February 11th. I would advise against signing contracts, and I have something coming up that is going to want to be signed. I actually have two things coming up. I would still advise signing contracts afterwards. Mercury is going retro at 17 degrees Aquarius and will be popping up direct at 1 degree Aquarius. So, everyone, look at human nature. Look at what you are here to do for humanity and start thinking and mulling what it is that you can contribute. What are your talents? Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's volunteering. Sometimes it's speaking. Sometimes it's cleaning something. Sometimes it's a phone call. Sometimes it's a smile. Sometimes it's ironing a shirt. Be aware, everybody has something. Sometimes it's a reading. Sometimes it's helping someone set up a Facebook page. There are many kinds of contribution. Many, 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 many. This is a time of mammoth shift. Allow yourself to be aware of what is going on inside your body. And allow yourself to take appropriate steps that are yours to take. And if you find that you're affiliating with people personally or professionally that are doing way less consistently than what they promised, consider if that's who you choose to affiliate with. If you are that person, it's time for you to evolve and grow. According to my friend Paulette Pellequin, a lot of people are going through shifts right now, which I agree, and there could be disruptions in our sleep patterns, and I know mine has been a little strange. And what I can tell you is if you know right of way, your intuition, your inner guidance tells you that even though you may care for somebody and it's a professional relationship and whatever their work is, it is not going to be what you want. Cancel, shift, stop the professional relationship in an honoring way with integrity and impeccability. Let them work with someone else. You find someone else. I've had to do that with my web person.
I wanted one person. She was unavailable. I took someone else. Nice person, like her. When she delivered some of the work, although it was decent work, it was not what I wanted or needed. My body went, not really. And even though I had paid for the down payment, I lovingly canceled the agreement, and she got it. Then I found I was able to get the person I originally had wanted. I sent her all the material. Found out 5 days later, for some reason, this was 35 emails, a lot of material. She didn't have it. Sent it again. Didn't have it. Sent it to her other email that she had originally said she wasn't using it anymore. And then a day later, maybe not even. No, a day later, I get an email. She got this huge job and will not be working with me. It's like, holy cow, so to speak. So, okay, done. I went on Craigslist, put a listing. Boy, that's a way to get a fast response. And out of all of them, and there were many, two of them intuitively stood out for me. Not necessarily the persons with the most experience, not necessarily even the best design, but there was something about them. So, of course, I called them. And we shall see what they bring forth before I make my choice or also look elsewhere. Follow your internal guidance from spirit, not your ego. Not your ego. I did say at the beginning of this show I was going to comment, and there are now another movie, one's Dark Girls, or it's a TV show, White Girls. But here's what I'm going to say, and it's very obvious. There is no simply black and white with people. Some people are clearly, beautifully, quote-unquote, black. Obviously, it's dark brown, gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful skin color, dark brown, in various shades, but dark brown. The light, the mocha, the tan people, mixed race, biracial or mixed race. It is time on this earth now to truly get over this concept of it's either black, white, yellow, or red. There is a lot of mixed race on this planet. It is time to embrace this. Change our language and our thinking. As well, and this goes for people of every coloration, whatever ism they are holding. For folks who think it's better to be black and everything else sucks, no. For folks who think it's better to be white and everything sucks, no. For anybody like that, sorry, no. Every coloration and quality of person has something valuable. It's about the consciousness of that person. The emotional level at which that person operates. It's about the heart opening or closedness of that person. I personally find it exquisitely beautiful that we come in so many shades and mixtures. And yes, I created a mixture myself, and gorgeous, beautiful, brilliant, yes, 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 neither of any of these is better. Neither is a religion better than another, and most religions actually can harm people to some degree if they think it's the only way. The thing to know is we are all made of source stuff. And follow the two golden rules.
love the Creator creation with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Plants, animals, trees, humans, certain things I'd rather not have at home, certain insects and creatures, they have their place, not here. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that, frankly, they're both from the Old Testament, which has been followed by Jewish people, Christian people, and Muslims. There may be different language, and different people may be claiming, what are the ones? I am sure it's in Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, Hinduism. Everyone has their skin. So, folks, dark guys, dark gals, light guys, light gals, beige, white, all of it is beautiful. Nobody needs to mock anybody on any of that because that's their ego issue and their insecurity and their ism. So, yeah, there are racisms and bigotry in all colorations. So don't point a finger and go, well, you did this, I did. No, let it go. Let it go. And in all this issue about the football player who announced his gayness, hello, folks. We're all made of creation and creator. That is a part of how our species is. It isn't bad or good. It isn't good or bad to be straight or gay or bi. It's simply what is so. If somebody is behaving in an honorable way and providing only lovingness, that is a benefit. That is a benefit. So look inside yourself on this day of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday and see what is being stimulated positively or in any other way by any of what I am saying and you are hearing. And be honest with yourself. There is anything so appallingly negative before you go, what does she know, meaning what do I know? Really look inside yourself first. And again, my personal request. It is vital. Well, let me ask you. Let me honestly ask you. Would you rather have a planet with trees or without trees? Would you rather have clean air with oxygen in it or contaminated air? Would you rather have healthy lungs and children or disease and coughing and emphysema? What do you want for our kids? If you do want a healthy planet, and you do want to have kids that read with a very creative mind and their mind getting more and more brilliant and creative, definitely help support printing my children's ABC affirmation art coloring book, What's Up? You Are, and Life is Miraculous. And you do that, and you will get prizes, including, if you choose it, a little download of a sample of the books. You can see what we're talking about here. And depending on how much you choose to give, there are other prizes. And all of this is tax deductible, all of it. You go to www.ig.me/at/f
ABC. And you can visit my Facebook page. Actually, it's the book's Facebook page. Facebook.com/whatifABC. And I am definitely willing to speak with you to help move this further. I am also doing another seminar at the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida on February 18th. It's called Relationship Release, 888-757-3223. That's 888-757-3223. And on Martin Luther King's quote-unquote birthday, his day, I bless you. I thank you. I ask you to share this show everywhere. Grow, 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 grow. Evolve. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.